Hello, and welcome to MassageTherapyRadio.com, sponsored for the Florida State Massage Therapy Association's annual convention. I'm Jim Smythe, and I'll be your host, along with my co-host, Don Dillon. Our special guest is Richard Rosser, who will be discussing the Rosser System of Powerful Stretching Techniques. This is the fourth interview in a series of presenter interviews that Massage Therapy Radio is hosting in conjunction with the Florida State Massage Therapy Association's annual convention being held July 8 to 12 at the Omni Orlando Resort. And just a reminder that you will need to register by June 12th, because after that there will only be on-site registration. And I remember the lineup for on-site registration was pretty long last year, so you might want to avoid that by registering today. And now I'm going to turn the mic over to my co-host, Don Dillon.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure to have you, Don.
We're excited to have Richard on with us tonight. I just want to tell all of our listeners out there at Massage Therapy Radio tonight, you should be viewing the Massage Therapy Radio screen, and you'll see a picture of our guest tonight as we talk about the Rosser System, powerful stretching techniques. And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that you can listen a number of ways. You can either listen by phone, and the phone number to dial in is presented, or you can listen for free at no cost via the Internet. Now, just below that section, you'll see a Q&A box, and that's a section for you to ask questions of our guest live tonight. If you could just type in your question clearly, and if you could also please include your name and the city where you are writing from, and click the Submit button, and we'll try to get as many questions in tonight as we can. Jim, thanks, and I'll give it back to you.
Thanks, Don. The Rosser System Workshop provides instruction, demonstration, and active learning of 35 to 40 specific two-person stretching techniques that help relieve and prevent structural pain in the upper and lower body. The focus is on lengthening and elongating the connective tissue from head to toe through two-person stretching. Active movement by the client during each technique and use of weight and warmth from the therapist's feet rather than the more vulnerable hands and arms achieve the greatest amount of tissue movement in the shortest possible time. Richard Rosser is a former chronic pain sufferer and helicopter pilot. He used his knowledge as a certified advanced rolfer and his work with a neurosurgeon to create powerful two-person stretches that prevent and relieve chronic structural pain. For nearly 15 years, he taught Rosser System stretching techniques to thousands of factory workers throughout the U.S. to relieve on-the-job pain and reduce medical costs and workers' compensation claims arriving from repetitive strain and overuse syndromes. Today, Richard is president and CEO of Rosser & Associates, which offers workshops nationwide on how to use Rosser System techniques to prevent and relieve pain. For more information, please visit www.rosser.com or click on the link on our broadcast page. Richard, welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. It's wonderful to have you with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great. And I'm sure our listeners want to get to the meat of our interview, so I'm going to get to the first question that I have on my plate. Why are massage therapists interested in your work, given the many different modalities that already exist, and what makes your Rosser System techniques so different or unique?
Well, there's a couple of things that really stand out nowadays, and one of the things is that, first, all they have to do is take off their shoes. They're going to be lying on a mat, and you're going to be working on them with your feet. Now, this provides a couple of great opportunities because some people just do not like getting undressed. So there are some people out there that you're going to be attracting to your practice that do not want to get undressed. They're shy. They're, you know, they might be older. You know, they have their routine, you might say. The other thing that is going to be important about it is that you're using your feet. And what's important about that is that you're not straining your upper body. You're using, I always like to refer to it as pure weight. It has no intention. All you do is apply the weight, and then you call for movement, and it's their movement that gets themselves out of pain. It's not you. I always consider myself the assistant to the removal of the pain process. So that's one of the big things. The other thing that's going to be in this economic times, one of the things that I see is that, you know, a Rosser session should only be 15 minutes, possibly at the top, a half an hour long. And the reason is that the techniques are so powerful that your clients are only going to be able to handle about 15 minutes worth of technique at a time. And so they'll get up, and we always call Rosser We don't think of it as therapy. It's a workout. And when people get up, usually they're sweating because they work that hard to get rid of their own pain. And one of the things that's really nice about that is that when you assist like that, they get a feeling that they have done it themselves. They've gotten that aha, that I got rid of this pain myself, and I'll come back to you when I need it again.
That sounds very interesting. I do agree that dress sometimes present a problem with massage. But as simply as possible, could you describe the Rossner system and how it works? I'm using your feet as it sounds like Thai massage a little bit.
Well, it does, but you're only applying weight, and what I always call them is the gold spots. And what I've done over the years is I've figured out what are the most appropriate spots. And there's usually there's about 40 spots in the body that I call pure gold. And those 40 spots in the body, when you apply weight to them and call for movement, and the movements are very specific in Rossiter. One of the things that I always think of when you're talking about movement, you move things in a single plane and you get rid of the pain out of that single plane. Every time you move in Rossiter, what you try to do is you bump your client up so that you can literally use more powerful techniques the more they do Rossiter. So by doing this in little 15-minute increments, they get up, and it's not like it's an overall massage relaxation. They come in and they say, my shoulder is killing me, or my knee is killing me, or my low back is killing me. And by you knowing exactly where to go for those particular problems, then you go right there, and then you go bam, and you're in there, you get it done, and literally I have people that can leave after 5, even 10 minutes, simply because you know exactly where to go with those techniques. And that way you also increase your revenue stream, because you know I've had people that get up that you know they're done, and their arm is back, they feel great, and they're ready to leave. And you know, with time being of a premium nowadays, that's very important. You know, a lot of people just don't have time for an hour and a half massage, because a lot of times after that hour and a half massage, they still have to go home and shower before they can do anything else.
Yeah, that's that's quite often the case, particularly if you use oils. These gold spots, are they similar to trigger points at all?
Some of them probably overlap them, but what I'm looking for is the most amount of connective tissue in an area that I can change with a high density muscle. And so when you're doing this, I only think of Rossiter as working on connective tissue. I never think in terms of the muscle, other than you know the place that a lot of times you have to describe the muscle to describe the place, because connective tissue does not have for the most part doesn't have names except for ligaments and tendons and that kind of thing. So simply through the description of them, that's what you get. Is you get a location, and in that location there may be 1, 2, or even 5 trigger spots. But the key is, if I were to call it anything, I would call it acuarea, because you're applying, you know, the bottom of the foot, and usually it's about the center in the arch of the foot that you're using. You're not using the ball of the foot for 95% of the techniques. And you apply weight straight down, and then you are actively engaging the entire client's body to make this change. So you're literally working from the injury or the trauma area or the area that's in pain out, and you're trying to incorporate it into the rest of the body. You integrate the change that you've made into the rest of the body. And how you do that is you have them do what is called a lock. And the lock is simply that they stretch their feet out in the opposite direction. They stretch their other arm out in the opposite direction if you're working on the upper body and you're working on one arm. And they turn their head far away. So you're taking all of the connective tissue and you're making them go away with it while you're working under your foot. And you stretch that connective tissue. And then when they release everything, then everything comes back to a nice neutral stance.
Now, you probably described this a little bit, but how does this change the way that massage therapists would deliver a massage?
Well, how it would do that, and part of it is that they I have two people that would say two different avenues that they'd take. They would either lie the person on the floor and they would say, fix the shoulder, and spend 2 minutes fixing the shoulder, and then the person would get on the table and then get their regular massage. The other people are what I call Rossiter purists that just want to do Rossiter, and they keep them on the floor. And when they do that, they will do five, six, maybe seven techniques, and they're done. The difference is that, you know, I've got Rossiter purists out there who are doing this, and they charge $85 or more for 15 minutes, whereas I know a lot of massage therapists who spend up to an hour for $60. And Rossiter, like I say, it's very specific. Your clients are people who are on the go. They want to get out of the pain and get back to their life. They're not interested necessarily in having a full body massage. They're more interested in getting rid of a particular problem that's in their body. You know, maybe their neck is bothering them, or shoulder or knee or their low back. And if they could get out of there in 15 minutes, they'd be thrilled.
Well, you're right. Time is certainly at a premium these days.
Oh, absolutely.
So you frequently describe the Rossiter system as an ergonomic way to deliver a massage, or a modality that keeps massage therapists' body mechanics in mind. Many people go into massage because they like its nurturing aspect and they like their ability to be able to help people. So how does the Rossiter system help massage therapists help themselves?
Well, there are some massage therapists that use Rossiter strictly on themselves. You know, in other words, they like what they do. They like that nurturing aspect of the massage therapist. They some use stones, some have nice music or flowing water in the background or something like that. Rossiter isn't like this. Rossiter is like a coach. If you think of your coach, when did he say something nice to you? It was rare that he said something nice to you. He was always after you to go visit your edge. He wanted you always to go out there and stretch your edge so that you became a better player, a better person. Whatever they were aiming at in that particular sport, that's what they were trying to do. Well, in Rossiter, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get your life back as much as possible, back to the way you had it before you were in that pain. And for people who are aggressive and want to get that back, and they don't want to wait 6, 8, 10 weeks to do it, they want it today. Those are your best Rossiter clients, because they get it, and they just immediately, they reach hard, and they grunt, they groan, and if they're grunting and groaning, and I see that they're doing it, then I just chip right in. I go for it, yes, get it. You know, I want them to get it. And you know, the one thing, whenever I always tell people, you know, I don't know what society that doesn't, if you yell at a person, they work harder. Every society has, if you yell at them, they just work harder physically. I'm not saying mentally they do, but I'm saying that physically you can feel it under your feet that they're working harder. And when they work the absolute hardest that they can, they get the absolute most benefit that they can. Because if you think about it, I'm working from the outside, but where are they? They're inside. They know exactly where that pain is, and they're pushing it. They're pushing it from the inside. They want out too. And so by the combination of both of you doing that, some people will go, wow, and they'll do one of those numbers and say, let's do that again. You know, and as soon as you hear that, you know you've got a Rossiter client. They're hooked, because they get what you're trying to do, and they get it that this is about getting out of pain, but it's also about going back through the pain that they put into themselves over a long period of time. And what we're doing is we're taking it out in a day.
So what kinds of clients are attracted to this system?
Oh,
and
athletes.
Why are they? Athletes?
Oh, athletes, absolutely. Athletes are, runners, people who, as an example, rugby players love it. You're talking about people that are bikers or even walkers. People who are reasonably in shape, and they, you know, maybe they've lost something in the last year or two, or they can't run like they used to, or they can't walk like they used to. Those are people. I had a woman once that came in, and I didn't know anything about her. I just saw this guy in the back, and I said, "Can I help you, sir?" And he pointed at his wife while his wife wasn't looking, and she came up and she could barely walk to the stage. And so I worked on her, and I saw absolutely no improvement whatsoever. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't get everybody all the time. And the next day, I was standing in my class, and this woman comes charging in. And now you got to remember, she's 80 years old. She comes charging in. She says, "I want your book." And I said, "Okay." And she says, "How many do you have?" And I say, "Well, I've got three here." She says, "I want them all." And she paid for them and walked out just as fast. And I looked at one of my students and I said, "Wasn't that the lady that could barely walk last night and was barely coherent?" And he said, "Yeah, that was her." And suddenly I was getting calls from her children all over because they were putting in a ramp for her wheelchair that they figured that she would be in by next week. And so, you know, sometimes I get, you know, as I call them, tough old birds that just want to get their life back. And so if they don't have anything literally that's organically wrong with them, and they have just lost that ability, that zest, you know, and they're looking to get it back, those are the ones that will really appreciate Rossiter, because it puts them through their paces and they get it, and they when they get up, they understand that, you know, this is going to be hard. Rossiter is not easy work. It's hard, but it's not hard on the therapist. It's hard for the individual to really get all the things that they want out of it. They get up and they will immediately get a leg back, or they'll immediately get their back back, but they realize that they were down there sweating, and they will say, "My God, I guess I was working." And I'll say, yes. It's your body. You need to work it out to get it back. So,
So what does the fact that using your feet rather than your hands make a difference to clients?
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, and I always say that Rossiter is probably the greenest thing out there in terms of therapy, because all you do is you need a new pair of socks per client. Okay, there's no towel, you know, you don't need a towel, you don't need sheets, you don't need oils, they lay on a mat on the floor, you clean down the mat once in a while, and you apply the weight, they work hard, and they get up, and they just love it. They become fans overnight, or they say, "No, I never want you to touch me again." I have to admit that, because
okay.
There are people that are, you know, because they want to be nurtured, and Rossiter isn't necessarily nurturing.
You say socks. Wouldn't bare feet give you more grip?
Well, I when I first started teaching this, I started teaching it in factories, and you know, I know there are an awful lot of barefoot therapists out there, and you know, like Thai and Ashiatsu and those that use the bars and that kind of thing, they use their bare feet. Well, we're not with Rossiter. You're not sliding over people. You are just applying weight to an area. You're not trying to slide down them or anything. So, and socks are hygienic, and for a lot of people, there are people that have foot issues. They don't want to be touched with feet or a barefoot, something like that, or where have your feet been kind of thing. So there's that aspect of it. So that's why I always say, you know, it's a lot easier to keep a basket of socks than piles of sheets. So definitely.
Less laundry, that's for sure.
Oh, you know, you do laundry once every 2 weeks.
Oh.
It's not, yeah, I mean, you know, and the other thing is you know, you're depending on a lot less on a small set of clients. Like a lot of massage therapists have, you know, 20 clients, you know, that always come in. And if four or five of those have to cancel out, then your income takes a hit. If you had Rossiter coming in every 15 to 20 minutes, then you've got a lot more people that are in your practice and are also out there talking about you. You know,
that's
so
true.
You've got a lot more people that are excited out there about getting out of pain very quickly. Let me just give you a quick example. If people out there wanted to just grab their arm hard so that it actually pinched their arm between their fingertips, and so that it's really hard, and if they move their fingers while that's happening on the arm that's being held, one of the things that they will start to notice is they will feel the sliding of the tissue going back and forth up and down the arm. Okay, and if they keep doing that movement long enough, what happens is the tissue changes direction. It starts undulating up and down. Okay, that's connective tissue.
Right.
And that connective tissue is now at home. And once it's at home, you'll notice two things. The pain has dropped significantly, and that the tissue has stopped moving and going somewhere. It's just going up and down. And so that's how you tell when connective tissue is done. So literally you have done points on the body that you can feel under your foot. And as your foot becomes smarter, and it does in Rossiter, you will be able to feel when they're done in that area doing that technique, which is really cool.
So you just feel the tissue sort of vibrate a little and then just sort of slowly...
It moves back and forth, and then at one point it just starts going up and down. So if you just dig into one spot and don't move your fingertips at all, and then you start moving your hand of the arm that's being grabbed, and you wiggle your fingers, stretching them out as hard as you can, back and forth, and just moving them around, you'll feel the muscles in your forearm under your fingertip start to slide back and forth. And at one point, they won't slide back and forth. What will happen is it'll feel like they're moving up and down rather than back and forth. And when they start moving back and forth, that means they're done. And so there aren't it's a interesting phenomena with Rossiter, and I've never seen it anywhere in any textbook, but it's a good one. Another and I always talk about connective tissue. I never talk about muscles. Because connective tissue, think of it this way. The muscles are innocent. They are enveloped by connective tissue right down to the single cell. And so,
that's true.
And so when you have a cell that is, if you thought of it as a box, and if the box shrunk around the cell would complain. And that's pain. And so what you need to do is you need to restore the size of the box. And when you restore the size of the box, the function returns to the cells and the pain leaves all at the same time. And you know you have a connective tissue problem if you do Rossiter, as an example. If you do Rossiter and if the pain leaves immediately, which it usually does in Rossiter, then you know it was a connective tissue problem. It's not organic. And probably 95 to 96% of all problems, pain problems that we have in our body, are structural. And so when we have an ache, as an example, migraines are not a chemical problem. Migraines are too tight. And as soon as we open up, literally we open up the chest in Rossiter to get rid of a migraine. We open up the chest in Rossiter, and the migraine will go bang, just like that. It'll go away, and you do that with a couple of different Rossiter techniques that immediately will get rid of a headache, or if you've got a lot of people come up with rotator cuff problems. And if you think of rotator cuff problems, who had rotator cuff problems back in the 60s? Maybe a lone baseball player, a pitcher, or a lone football player, the quarterback. Now you're seeing them all over the place that it's a rotator cuff problem. They're not rotator cuff problems, but rotator cuff problems make a lot of money. And so, you know, it's a $30,000 or two aspirin. What do you want?
Yes. Well, we've only got a few minutes left, Richard, so I'm just going to remind our listeners to send us their questions by simply entering their name, location, and submitting their question in the box on the broadcast page. Just put your name, your location, and your question, and we'll get to as many as possible before the call is finished. And we're getting close to running out of time, so at this point, I'm going to turn the mic over to Don so he can see what questions are coming in from the audience.
Thanks very much, Jim. Richard, I've been looking at your site, and we're getting a few questions in about your work in the corporate world. We know that one of the most lucrative places to provide manual therapy and body work is helping keeping employees more productive. So can you tell us a little bit about your program working with corporations and some of the results that you've had?
We have had results where they have had where they made roster mandatory, they dropped their workers' comp, not workers' comp, their out-of-pocket medical expenses, 96%. And this is, you know, this is dependent on how aggressive a company is, too. What we do is we go in there, actually, and this has been in the past as well as currently, where we teach the people there how to fix each other. So inside the corporate world, you can do anything with pretty much with an employee. And so with most employees around the country or employers, what we have done is we have taken six or eight of their people, and some of them have nurses on staff, but they don't have the time to do this stuff. And so what happens is that those employees then fix the people that come in and get the work done to them. And we do all the training. But actually now what's happened is I now have 12 instructors around the country now who could supply that very same training.
Richard, we have a question for Naomi, and she is wondering what the certification process is like to learn and practice this particular method.
Rossiter, I have always wanted to be absolutely but simple. There is two units that you have to take now, and each unit is 21 hours. It's certified through NCB, TMB, through NADA, which is a athletic trainer association, through the National Academy of Science, or NASN, or I think it is. And so there's different certifications that are available out there for them. But for massage therapists, it's the NCB TMB, and it is two weekends of Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
Jim, I'll give the mic back to you.
Thanks, Don. So I'm just going to ask a dollars and cents question. Richard, what did the training sessions cost?
The training sessions
roughly.
They usually run $469 per weekend, and I'm the only one who teaches the unit two. There's unit one, and all of the all my instructors out there train with unit one, and then I train them on unit two. And I'm always concerned that we're putting out well-certified, and I've seen them all work, and I want to make sure that the public is getting a great trainer. So,
excellent. Well, if you can turn $469 times two into $85 an hour, that's well worth the investment.
Yes, it really is. And there's continuing ed. There's unit three and unit four. There's Rossiter Extreme. There's stuff out there that people will be able to they could train for 5 or 10 years with me, and they would still not get it all.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So, what kinds of clients are not good candidates for this system, and why?
Sedate. I would say sedate, needy people. People who want others to do their work for them. This is for people that, you know, that are active, that, you know, I'm tired of this pain. How do I get rid of it, and can I get rid of it today? These are people, and keep in mind, it can be a tiny little old lady that wants to get her life back, or it can be a big strapping guy. I've worked on everything from huge football players to little old ladies, and I don't recommend it for, you know, for kids, but for teenagers, not a problem. For you know, young athletes, also very good. There's the only thing one of the first things I always ask, because obesity is a problem in today's world, is can they get up and down onto a mat? And if that's the first thing that will knock them out. They have to be able to get down onto the floor and back up by themselves.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. That does cut out a few people.
That's interesting. It does surprise me, but I imagine there are a few that do get cut out. Now, we have a late question that has just come into us before I go to wrap up. So can you give us a 30-second commercial for this work to help us learn how we might market it to clients? This is from Kate in Seattle.
Yes. The best part of this is anytime you get invited to, or think of the groups that you like to attend. If you were to go out and attend a group meeting where they were to give you maybe 15 minutes to speak or 30 minutes to speak, how many people could you fix if you were a massage therapist? And I have a shirt that I wear around that says 30-second knee, because that's how long it takes me usually to fix a knee, is 30 seconds. And I can put someone in front of an audience, and I can fix a back and a knee and a shoulder, and I can fix probably 5 or 6 people inside of 20 minutes, and the people are blown away. And you can't market anything more effectively than for them to experience it directly, because you can talk a blue streak about Rossiter, but until you've felt it, that's the only way to do it. You have got to get them on the floor and have them experience it. I'm not going to say they're all going to like it, but they're all going to get up and go, wow. I will tell you that, because there is just nothing else on earth like Rossiter. It doesn't feel like anything else out there. I will tell you that right now. And that's how they'll get them. They'll hook them that way.
Okay, that's good advice for Kate in Seattle. So, is there anything else that you might like to add before we just wrap this thing up?
No, they can go. They can go to my website. You can get there from Rossiter.com, but the quickest way is therossitersystem.com, and there is a free 30-day trial that they can get on and have all the access that they want to the website. It's completely open. Once you go in there, you've got it for 30 days free. And then if you want to stay on board, then you can pay a fee. And but the idea is that you're going to see how effective Rossiter is, and it's all streaming video. And you can see how all the techniques are done and where they're done, and have complete, like I said, it's complete access. And you can also join our newsletter online, too. So if you want to do that, we can always send you newsletters.
Okay. There's a good chance we have some listeners in Canada. Is there any training sessions in Canada at all?
Vancouver. I've been in Vancouver. I'm looking to go out east somewhere. When someone wants me to come out there, I always say, if you'll invite me and help me out, I will come to that area. So I look forward to going to Canada. I will be in England this fall and Amsterdam. So I've got in October and November, I'm going to be busy in England at an expo and giving a class out there. I will be giving a poster presentation at the Fascial Congress, which is being held this year. It's a network of physicians in International Fascial Congress is a is a group of doctors from around the world, and I'm going to be giving a poster presentation, and I would love to be able to have anybody come to that and see what the poster presentation is about. It'll be about low backs and how easy they are to fix. It's going to be a kick.
Well, I hope it's successful for you.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd like to see Richard and any of the other remarkable presenters at the FSMTA Annual Convention, July 8th to 12th at the Omni Orlando Resort, click on the links to the website that you'll find on the broadcast page. And you remember that you'll need to register by June 12th, otherwise you'll be standing in a long line on site to register. Richard, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today and for sharing your wisdom and insights. We are looking forward to seeing you present at the FSMTA Convention. And to learn more about Richard's work, as he said, you can visit his website directly at www.therossitersystem.com. So that's therossitersystem, altogether.com. And please join us in the future when we'll be interviewing more leaders in the field of massage therapy. This is Jim Smythe, and on behalf of my co-host Don Dillon and our partners at massagetherapyradio.com, I want to thank all our listeners who tuned in today, and thank you for all your wonderful questions. We'll see you in Florida, and have a great day.